All right, so we're just left off with the question of Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lo Ovid by Rav Sama for Shliach of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, Heichad Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lo Ovid. Of a chotzer, the Baal Korche Mosev Bo, Mecha Mechayev Sholcho. Yeah, so what do you say? Woo!
Oh my God.
That settles it. Yeah. So what we were trying to work on yesterday was saying that, let's put it like this, that by Avera, by Dvar Avera, by Dvar Avera, it seems what the Gemara, what Rav Sama is holding, is that to say Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, we have to say that the gavra of the shliach is completely nullified. In other words, the shliach has to be only the maisa of the mishaleach. If he has any individuality, if he exists as a gavra vis-a-vis this maisa, there can't be shlichus. In order to call the mishaleach the ose avera, it has to be that the shliach's maisa is almost like bal korchach, to make it that it's completely his shame is involved in it. Now, in terms of avera, there can't be any existence of the shliach's individuality to consider the mishaleach, and still consider the mishaleach the ose avera. It's not something that can be conceptualized. Like, I mean, that's the approach I was working on a little bit yesterday. That it's not something that can be deconstructed into the ose and the maisa and the ose. It's not something that it has to be that it's not a subject matter that can be dealt with and distributed. It has to be, there is an idea of shlichus, but shlichus means where there's the maisa of the shliach and the gavra of the mishaleach. Normally in shlichus, the shaleach has the right to give his maisa, so to speak, to the mishaleach, and his will is good, and that doesn't interfere, because he has the right to, he as a gavra has a right to say, I'm going to subjugate myself to him. But in Avera, in order to say, this is what I think a lot of you guys were saying yesterday, in order to call someone an ose avera via shlichus, all of the elements of the gavra have to be his alone. And the shliach has to be simply his vehicle of asiya. But you can only call the shliach completely his vehicle of asiya if the shliach's asiya was completely in his control. Otherwise, memela means that there's another gavra involved in bringing about this action. And in order to brand the mishaleach as the one who's doing avera, it has to be that all elements of das and gavra reside with him, and it's almost like he's pulling the string and using the shliach purely as his extension of his own asiya. But if the shliach has the ability to decide what to do or what not to do, then ultimately it only comes about because he wants to do it too. That breaks the relationship, that breaks the exclusive nature of gavra from the mishaleach.
Just be.
Right. So the case where the shliach would be simply the mice of the gavra is chotzer. That's the case.
A person can never be
So that's a good question. I mean, there's the Tosfos holds that if the person is completely unaware that you're sending him on an Avera mission, then he holds that's the same thing as Baal Korche. In terms of the Avera, he's completely unaware. It's a difficult svara. I mean, truthfully, it's not so simple. But he holds that it goes by the realm of him knowing that he's involved in Avera. And if he has no idea that he's involved in Avera, you send him to watch something and it really is somebody else's, so then it turns out that he's stealing it for you. Then Tosa says, in terms of Avera, you're the only Gavra. Because in the realm of Avera, nobody else was involved and his action had nothing to do with the shame, has no participation in the shame of Maisa Avera.
As like purely a pawn.
A stooge. Right. He's the fall guy. He's the fall guy. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so we've worked through this problem. We have to always remember where we are. Okay, so where are we? Where are we in the flow of this Gemara? So where we are is that the Gemara started off with the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about a katana, right? That Rabbi Yochanan says the katana has, I'm sorry, Reish Lakish says the katana has no chatzer and no dalet amos, right? Reish Lakish said in the name of Abba Kohen Bar Dila, katana ain lo chatzer ve ain lo arba amos. And Rabbi Yochanan said, named Rabbi Yanai, that the katana has a chatzer and has dalet amos. Correct? So the Gemara says maybe they're arguing about the idea of chatzer. Is chatzer yad or is chatzer shliach? If chatzer is yad, then katana has it. And if chatzer is shliach, then katana doesn't have it. Correct? Then the Gemara says, how could you possibly say shliach? It would turn out shliach l'dvar avera, and we know ein shliach l'dvar avera. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem in Shlich Dvar Avera, either because the Chatzir is not a Bar Chiyuva, or because the Chatzir is Baal Karche. Okay? Or because the Chatzir is Baal Karche. So it's possible to say that the Machlokas is whether a Chatzir is Midin Shliach or Midin Yad. Correct? That's where we are now. Is that clear? You got the roadmap? All right, so let's just stop for a minute now and just ask the question, what does it really mean to say that your chatzir is your shliach? What does that mean to say that your chatzir is your shliach? Could I take anything and make it my shliach? Could I take hefker property and make it my shliach? I mean, what does it mean that it's your shliach? Yeah. And it's like a svara the Gemara holds. Yeah.
Because it's a property.
Right, and do you have to appoint it? Do you have to appoint it? Yeah, go ahead.
I guess
doesn't seem you have to. Well, it depends. It doesn't seem you have to appoint it. But go ahead.
Because it's not like I can appoint my book to be shaliach. It seems that because it's a rechus, that's it, you know, it has the, you know, the correct parameters to be considered a rishus, that's what makes it a shaliach, capable of being a shaliach. I don't know.
So what are the yeah, go ahead, Jacob.
I want to add to that also. I mean, because maybe you could say, like, I guess maybe in general, like, you could just, like you can place something there and have someone take it. Like, it's sort of like an agent, it's like an agent
isn't that all after the fact? I mean, by the way, I do think the Gemara says you can make your shor also would be good. The Gemara has that question. Shor also. Kalem on top of a shor. We'll see. We'll get to that case another time. Yeah, Mayor.
I can't formulate it perfectly yet, but there's a din in like my tongue there. Something that's like beneficial for you. So when something's beneficial for you.
That's interesting, yeah.
So then your chatzer can be konya.
Okay.
Without your da.
Yeah,
but listen. I agree with everything everybody is saying, but you're all
we're describing it. We're not we're not saying
no,
why.
No, no, no. You're all assuming it's a shliach, and you're telling me why it works as a shliach. All I want to know is why is it a shliach? Is what I want to know. In other words, where's the shame shliach in the? What is it? What are the requirements? What I would like to know is I would like a very
something
generalized definition of a shliach that would include Ben Spear and my property.
I'll venture something that is capable of giving.
That's there automatically. Notice, why is it by, give me one definition that would explain why I have to appoint a person to be my shliach, and my chatzer is naturally my shliach. Right. Okay. So obvious is saying a good point. I mean, that what did we say a shliach is really? You know, is the we can just observe, and we'll say that the chatzer has the shame of the baal in it. In other words, it's the reshus of the baal, so it has shame of the shame, the identity of the owner is inherent in the chatzer. Because I'll say, it's not just the chatzer, it's his chatzer. Okay? So it has in it, it expresses, or it it has in it the shame of the baal. Let's not be too, nitpicky in exactly how expressed. Let's just say it in a general way. Now I could say by a shliach, when I appoint him, I'm giving him a certain identity of the shame of the baal, because that's ultimately how shlichus works. That he's considered the gavra of the mishaleach vis-a-vis the maisa of the shlichus. So shliach is when we have the combination in another object of somewhat like the superposition of the baal on some other object to enable the action of that object to be for the baal. Right? In other words, when I say you're my shliach and he accepts it, it's like a hislavshus. It's like he's now donning my shame. And his maisa therefore becomes effective for my shame, because it's under the auspices of my bailus. So in that sense, the Gemara is saying it's natural to say that works by a chatzer too, because the chatzer has the shame of the gavra of the baal. It expresses his bailus. It expresses his identity. It has his identity associated with it. That's part of its very definition. It's part of its identity, and therefore any maisa that it can do will be a maisa on behalf of the baal. You're just prejudiced against inanimate objects, but there's really no reason to say that a walking, talking shliach is any better than an inanimate shliach. Because all he is when he's walking and talking doesn't matter. It's just it's not his walking and talking that makes him a shliach. It's my shame, it's the shame of me that's on him. It's the mishaleach's shame that's expressed in him. Now, because he's walking and talking, he has to agree to don that, to wear that hat. But my chatzer doesn't. It's mamela. So now mamela, any maisa my chatzer should do, should be effective for whoever's shame bailus is expressed in the chatzer. Yeah, that's what it does. No, so now any object that's in that has my bailus, as long as it has halachically the capacity for a maisa of kabbalah, that kabbalah will be for me. We'll see. We'll get to a very interesting case later on, where the Gemara wants to know, if I put something on a cow, can I be kona through the cow? Kalim on a cow, can I be kona through the cow? So the Gemara says, it's a problem of what? It's a problem of what's called a chotzer ha-mishaleches. That's what the Gemara calls it. It's a chotzer mehaleches. It's a walking chotzer. And we say you can't be kona through a walking chatzer. But a cow is nothing more than a walking chatzer in terms of the idea of shlichus. Why a walking chatzir is not good? We'll have to see. But what's that? Ah, very good question. Very good question. That's a good question.
Ooh.
He's not a chatzir. Very good question. Well, we'll get to it. Yeah, good question. All right, so Meir's asking, what if I appoint a shliach to do something for me? Will it work through his chatzir? Right. Yeah, so it's interesting. We didn't do this position, we didn't take this sheet up in the Gemara, but on the case where the guy was dying, so the question was why couldn't he pick up the get and give it to her? Once we're being matir, the Isidra Abanan of King and all these other things, why couldn't he be matir Tiltal? So the Ramban says like this, Aval yesh lomar shezeh hashchiv meira me'erev Shabbos omar lohem kisvu. He told them to write it on Friday. He knew he was on his way out there, so he already had a shliach to give it to his wife. So he wants to say that the Baal appointed a shliach to give the get before Shabbos, but they didn't have time to do it, but it was in his house. Lefikach Omar Rava Shikne Baal Habayis Shehu Shliach Leholacha. The Ramban is learning that Rava told the Shliach to be Makne his own house. Leisha Zu.
The get is in the Shliach's house?
The Shliach's house. The get is in the Shliach's house. And the Ramban learns that Rava said to the Shliach, Okay, can I just tell you a little bit of a background over here? Because there's another problem. We didn't even touch this problem. Okay, there's another problem that in Bava Basra, Rava says, if a man gives a present to his wife, he's completely hers, and he has no king in Paris on it. Okay? So, yes, Rava says, this is all optional. If you're not paying attention and you don't understand what I'm saying, don't worry about it. If a man gives his wife karka as a present, okay, it's 100% hers. He does not own it even for Kenyan Peros. Because he gave it to her, then it's completely hers. So the problem is, so why was Rava embarrassed if he told the guy to give his wife his own property that the get was on? Why did the Gemara say, Masha Kana Isha Kana Baila? That's not true when he gives it to her. Rava himself says that's not true. Why would Rava be embarrassed? Got me. He should have said, no, I said in Bava Basra already, when a husband gives his wife property, he doesn't own it. It's completely hers. We didn't go into this avenue. This was another aspect of the case. But, so there are other answers, but the Ramban's answer is, Enechanami, if he would have given his wife his own property, there would have been nothing to talk about. The case was, it was on the Shliach's property, and the Shliach gave the wife his property. Okay, how? He says, Lefikach Amrava Shiyikne Baal Habayis Shehu Shliach Leholacha. He's the Shliach to deliver the get. Chatzero Leisha Zu Vitiskaresh Kimiyad Habal. And since it's in the Shliach's property, when he gives her the property, it's like it's coming from the Baal, because he's the Shliach of the Baal. De Amrinan Kanoso Miskareshbo Divade Chatzero Shel Shliach Kiyadohu. Because he says, certainly the Shliach's own chater is like himself.
That's not necessarily saying Shliach.
It's a little different, right? Here he's saying it's like himself.
Who's
it's like the Shliach. It's an amazing Ramban. I was very. He wants to learn that if I appoint you as my Shliach of Holacha to deliver a get, and it's in your property, since you're my shliach for halacha, and it's your property, all of your property is like part of you as a shliach, and it's all part of your, if you would be makna the karka, it would be like coming straight from me. because the karka is like an extension of the guy, and he's a shliach. The shlichus is chal on him and all of his property. And it's not so surprising to say that a shliach's karka would be considered like part of the shlichus. It's interesting. It's like an extension of him, yeah. But anyway, it's a little different, but yeah. All right, but anyway, let's go further. So therefore, we've got what? Getting back to our story here. So now we say that it's possible. You have to remember what we're doing again. It's possible to learn that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are simply arguing about whether the chatzir of a katana, of an isha, is a shliach or a yad. And maybe that's what they're arguing about. Reish Lakish learns chotzer midin shlichus, and a katana has no shlichus, and there's no problem of shlich dvar aver because we worked through that already. And Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan learns no chotzer is midin yada, and a katana has a yad. So now the Gemara says umi ika leman damar chotzer lav mishum yada is rabbi. Is it really possible to say that anybody holds that when a woman gets a get through a chutzir, it's not a din of her yad? Vatanya yoda, ain yela yoda. This we know this price already. Giga chutzir v'karpifa minayin tamalomer v'nosan mikol makom. So it's a direct limud from that pasuk of v'nosan, and that's a riboy from yad, right? It could have just said v'nosan. They're learning, all right, however you learn this drasha, it's a little bit confusing. This Rashi is very confusing. You ever figure out this Rashi? Midloksiv ubiyada yitneyu. Right? That's the same thing like Rashi says in Gittin. Right? So Rashi says, Alma mishum yoda israboy, di mishum shlichus hakvaksiva hacha kiditanya vishilcha, malamisha isha osa shliach, vikidushin perak beis. So it becomes very funny now that what? That if you're going to tell me that we know a woman can. If you're going to know, there's a pasuk by Gittin. There's a riboy by Gittin of inosan biyada. What is that riboy? So Rashi's saying it must be a riboy of yad, meaning to say that you can put the get into her rishus; it doesn't have to go to her, right? And then, as you know, it's definitely a riboy of yad. So Rashi says a funny thing: he says, because if it was really just a riboy of shlichus, we already have a riboy of shlichus by v'shulcha. We already know shlichus works. We already know shlichus works. So why would there be a riboy for shlichus again? So this riboy must be for yad. But what does that mean about a chatzer? What's that? Let's go further. So now the Gemara says, so it's not, we're not sure what if shlichus plays any role in chatzer or not. It's confusing. So let's see. So what does Rashi, what does he want to say? He says like this. So we must conclude that what? That she gets her chot, that her din chotzer is a din yad. And therefore, they can't be arguing. They can't be learning that a katana does, no one can say katana doesn't have chotzer. How could Reish Lakish say a katana doesn't have chotzer? It's not possible. Because that's an open pasuk. Katana has a yad. Has a chatzir, right? So then you have to say like this: Leinyan get kuli amalo pligi the chatzir mishum yadis raboy. You're right. Everybody agrees that a katana can receive a get in her chatzir. That's yad. That's v'nasan biyada. Ki pligi leinyan mitzia. But what they're arguing about is can she be kona a mitzia through her chatzir? Mar sovel yalfinan mitzia miget, umar sovar lo yalfinan mitzia miget. Rashi, yalfinan mitzia miget. Ki hechi di gabi get isla chotzer lekatana, gabi mitzia nami isla. Amazing, amazing, amazing idea. Umar sover lo yalfinan mamona meisura. We can't learn a kinyan of mamon, which is mitzia, from a kinyan of isser, which is get. Vigabi mamona, but we do know there's a kinyan chatzah through mamon. We do know there's a kinyan chatzah of mamon, Matt. So where does that come from? Miim hi matzei is rabbi. So that does come from the im hi matzei, the ikalamem or the shlichasu. We really do learn from the case of kinyan by the ganav that a chotzer can be konam midin shlichas. Why do we need another pasuk by that to teach us? Don't we already have a shilcha to tell us shlichas works? De'ein umishum de'ein shlich d'var ver istrich le'michtav hasam. Now it's really it's teaching you really we're learning chatzer. So the way Rashi learns it is like this. That it seems the way Rashi is learning it like this. That you would that straight from, well, it's a little bit contradictory. What's a little bit difficult is why Rashi says in the previous Rashi that mishum shilcha, you could have learned shlichas from shilcha, right? Which implies that that there would be no reason to tell you need shlicha, that there's shlichas by a chatzer. It should just naturally be included from shilcha. But Rashi's learning, but now Rashi's learning what? That we have to learn shlichas dafka by a chatzer. Now, but maybe that's what he's trying to explain. Now, why does it say it by chatzer? Not because we really need it by chatzer. We really could have learned it from v'shilcha. But we need it by chatzer to tell you, even though it's a dvar aver over there, it still works. I have a bottom line, what comes out according to Rashi, that a man can be kona something through his chatzer. Midin what? Midin shlichas. No. A man. A gadol. Right? Like the next Mishnah, Ra'a Osan Ratzin Achar Metzia Achar Tzvi Shavar Achar Gozeles Shlo Parchu Vamar Zochso Li Sodai Zochso Lo. If a guy sees something in his field and he sees somebody trying to grab it, he says, "That's mine." His field is Kona. How is his field Kona? Shlichus. How do we know Shlichus works by a Chatzer? From Imhi Matze Ti Matze. Because it says the Ganef is Kona by his Chatzer. Why does it have to say it over there? Because maybe you'll think Ein Shlichus Varver. So it has to tell me by Himatze Timatze that it works. But I know in general that there's Shlichus. Shlichus should work by a Chatzer. And there's a din of Shlichus by a Chatzer. The only thing is, by a Ketana, she can't have a din Chatzer, midin Shlichus. She can't have a Chatzer midin Shlichus. Because there's no Shlichus for a Katan. So for a ketana to be divorced through her chatzer, that's why we need the extra limud of yada. But in truth, they both exist by anisha who's a gedola. She'll have a chatzer midin shlichus just like anybody else, but she also has a chatzer midin yad. When does she need her chatzer midin yad? When she's a ketana, to accept her get. Because the Torah wants her to be able to accept a gerushin through her chatzer. So the Torah gave her a din yad in the chatzer.
Special circumstances?
Now that's the machlokas, the Gemara says. The special circumstance of yad that works for a ketana's get, does that now mean it will also work for her metziah? Or do I say, no, that's a special din by gerushin, that a ketana can be divorced through her chatzer midin yad. But that doesn't mean she has a new mechanism of kinyan in general that will even work by a metziah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing about. Everybody agrees, ketana, of course she can get divorced through her chatzer. That's been chasav lo sefer krisis v'nosam biyada. And a ketana has a yad. Reish Lakish couldn't even dream about such a possibility that a ketana doesn't have a yad for gerushin. They're only arguing, can you make a comparison and say, just like she has a special yad that's given to her in her chatzer midin gerushin, now she has a yad. So now she can acquire anything that goes into her chatzar, midin yada, even though she's a katana. In other words, and the other one says, no, you can't learn mammon from Isser.
Yeah.
But what's the machlokas? Now it's interesting. There's a little bit of machlokas over here in the Rambam and the Tosfos and the other and some other Rishonim, because Tosfos says this is all the Rabbanon, because a katan can't. The Gemara says a katan who finds a metziah, it's not really his midraisa. But I saw the Ran says no. At this point, the Gemara thought that a katan could acquire something midraisa. So the Gemara is learning this. I mean, in terms of Tosfos, it's a machlokas like in Takanas the Rabbanon. So that's not really so much fun to define. But the Ran seems to think it's a real question, midiraisa. Do we say that midiraisa, since she has a yad for get, she mamela can be kona something through her chazir. Now it comes out, like that's the way we basically hold, and it comes out an amazing thing, that a katana, if a metziah rolls into the field of a katana, she can acquire it. But if it rolls into the field of a katan, he cannot. Why? Because he has no yad given to him for gittin. And she only gets this yad of metziah because she has a yad for get.
But they had it so easy.
So it's an amazing thing. Yeah. Right. So we have to define that question.
She's
we have to define that question.
Even in the first way of learning.